Rosie the Pixie. Once upon a time, there was a pixie who loved ice skating. She did her skating on a frozen lake, not far from where her and her little pixie friends lived. From a distance, all you could see of the pixie was her red glow spinning and twirling around her ice rink. She was named after her famous red glow. Her name was Rosie. There was to be an ice skating competition, and Rosie was very excited. Her and her friends were practicing all night and day, trying to perfect their moves. There was a problem, however. Rosie could not get one of her moves right. The triple backflip, double mid-air cartwheel spin turn was proving impossible for her, and didn't her friends know it. At each failed attempt at the mind-boggling trick, she put every other practicing pixie's life at risk, flinging her little pixie body towards them at an alarming speed. They had to duck and dive out of her way if they wanted to live. Eventually, she had cleared the frozen lake, with everyone leaving her to it before she broke someone, to be honest. Night fell, but Rosie stubbornly continued to practice. Her red glow was even more distinctive in the darkness of the night, and she still zoomed around the lake. She had liftoff. Triple backflip. Check. Double mid-air cartwheel. Yes. Spin turn. Yes. And now to land it. Yes! She'd done it! Suddenly there was a roar, but not a cheering crowd offering their congratulations. The ice made a terrible cracking noise. A gigantic creature sprang out from the depths of the lake, high into the air. Rosie skated away at breakneck speed, away from the creature, but it was following her, smashing the ice behind her as it did so. She had reached dry land, and did not dare stop there. She zipped into the woods on the edge of the lake where she lived and raced home. There was a splash from behind her and a roar as the creature dived back to where it had come from. Rosie did not sleep a wink that night and gathered her friends the next morning to tell them what had happened. They insisted that she take them to the lake so they could see the aftermath of last night's scuffle, and they were shocked when they saw what had happened to their lovely ice skating rink. One of them turned on Rosie.
"So you couldn't do that stupid trick you were trying to do and decided to ruin our competition just so you wouldn't lose. Is that it?"
the pixie squealed. There were calls of,
"Made up story, liar,
cheater," from Rosie's friends. One of the pixies had to prove a point. He jumped onto a fragment of the floating ice near the edge of the lake, ready to paddle across to prove Rosie's monster story was a lie. Rosie screamed in anguish. She jumped on after him. She knew what was out there and didn't want her friend to be consumed by a hideous creature of the deep. The force of her well-intended jump, however, pushed them further into the centre of the lake. On the floating iceberg, Rosie's friend was gloating. "No big scary monster here, is there?" he taunted sarcastically. He soon changed his tune. There was a whoosh.
Whoosh!
Last night's monster had risen again. As it flew into the air, jumping like a deep-sea jack-in-the-box, you could see it in its monstrous glory. It looked like a giant seal with enormous tusks protruding from its mouth, and it had a bushy mane of pink fur around and atop its head. Its deep big black eyes stared at Rosie's friend as it sploshed its way back into the water. Rosie's friend fainted on the spot. All was not as it seemed, however. The monster poked his head out of the water and looked at Rosie dead in the eye. She could hear all her friends at the side of the lake screaming with terror, but she did not feel concerned or anxious at all.
"Rosie, Rosie, come back! Oh no, it's gonna eat her!"
All she said was,
"Hello?"
With this recognition, the monster gurgled with appreciation and sank back into the water momentarily. When it rose again, it playfully pushed a marooned Rosie and her fainted friend back to the edge of the lake. The monster was no monster at all and just wanted to be friends. Rosie explained this to her friends and convinced even her fainted friend, after he had awoken, that there was nothing to fear at all. And they could trust her, and trust her they did. Instead of an ice skating competition, they all rode around with their new monster friend, who they affectionately named Nessa, and played around on the lake forevermore in peace, living happily ever after. The end.